How to build your self-confidence. Sometimes as recruiters, we lack the confidence we need to be successful. One of the best definitions of confidence is simply this: knowing that you know. Now, this isn't psychology double talk. The definition refers to your own awareness that you have the ability to successfully complete a given task, whether it's an appointment with a tough lead or calling on an important influencer, whatever the case may be. Confident people can point to a track record of success. They think like a winner because they know they are. You have to do the same thing because you are. Scientific studies have identified more than 30 traits that contribute to a high level of self-confidence. We're going to concentrate on just 7 in this particular session. Master these 7 and you'll be on your way to new heights of achievement and confidence in your ability to manage yourself, your time, your territory, and your leads and applicants more effectively. Here's number 1. Focus and build on your abilities. Confident people know their strengths and they work to develop those strengths. Everyone has succeeded at something during their lives. Some successes are more noteworthy than others because they generate more productivity, satisfaction, or fame. But they are still success nevertheless. You may have been named honor graduate from basic training, decorated for meritorious achievement, or won Rookie of the Year as a recruiter. The record itself doesn't matter. The skill and the discipline that contributed to your success is the only thing that counts. Confident recruiters put back into the recruiting profession as much as they get out of it, sometimes more. You know, even small successes can catapult you to even larger, more fulfilling ones. Try this technique for organizing your time more effectively. Start by analyzing your time usage patterns to determine how many hours you spend traveling to and from work. Is this travel time used productively, by listening to the news or audiobooks, or do you listen to music? Converting travel time into learning time is a victory that can lead to greater accomplishments and build self-confidence at the same time. That may sound like a very minor point, but you see, what you've done is you've had a success, and that's what's important. Secondly, and this is so critical, reduce or eliminate negative influences in your life. Surround yourself only with successful, goal-oriented people with a vision for their lives. Spend time with family, friends, and associates who respect you, believe in you, and want you to succeed. Don't waste time with petty, negative people who have no goals and little self-motivation or direction. These individuals are like poison. They sap your enthusiasm and energy because their lives are based on 2 deadly words: won't and can't. These 2 words can fill you with self-doubt faster than any other words. On the other hand, positive, optimistic people motivate us to succeed. Their energy levels always seem to be just below the bubbling point, making it easy to be swept up by their infectious can-do spirit and attitude. The contrast couldn't be clearer. Would you rather be mired in self-doubt along with the negative people, or would you prefer to associate with action-oriented people who reach out for life with all the enthusiasm they can muster? Clearly, the choice is yours. Third, learn from the experience of others. Invite a successful recruiter, supervisor, or superintendent to lunch and find out how he or she got that way. Most successful people are willing to discuss their philosophies, work habits, and business practices with someone who is willing to listen. And by intently listening, you can learn more valuable lessons for a more successful life. There's a way to avoid the failure syndrome altogether. Study successful people and how they got that way, and then practice what they did to achieve their results. One often overlooks the benefit of picking the brains of successful people, and when we make that mistake, it's a lost opportunity to help our own careers. Fourth, prepare to be great. This can be broken down into a single word: practice. Practice and more practice as a recruiting professional. Build self-confidence because repetition of successful efforts is imprinted onto your brain. Merely remembering your victories can give you the edge on winning instead of setting you up to lose. If you don't believe us, just look at some of the world's best athletes. They practice longer and harder than their competitors, and that's one of the primary reasons they win more often. Fifth, keep an open mind. Look for better, more efficient ways of doing things. Successful, confident people know they don't have all the answers, but that doesn't mean that they don't try to expand their horizons daily by gathering information from a variety of sources. Open minds foster creativity by feeding our intellect with a steady stream of new, perhaps unorthodox, ideas. The answer to life's problems is rarely a lack of something. Usually it's a lack of awareness of something. The truth is, most problems are caused by a shortage of ideas. Ideas are the things that solve problems, not necessarily throwing money at something or putting more of something into something. Ideas offer solutions which must be acted upon if a problem is to be resolved. When we expand our horizons, ideas flow freely to us. How then can our intellectual horizons be expanded? Here are some helpful tools used by organizations and creative people to keep their minds open and expanding. A. Have a brainstorming session with other recruiters. Select a common problem, perhaps a competition difficulty, and come up with as many solutions as possible. Leave your judgments at the door. No solution is too bizarre, no observation too outlandish where brainstorming is involved. The process is designed to unlock the creative powers of everybody's mind. B. Read articles that present an opposite point of view to your values and opinions. For example, read about the viewpoints of people who oppose allowing military recruiters in schools. Understanding the other side's viewpoint stretches your intellectual capabilities while broadening your creative power, and this is critical also for recruiters. C. Keeping abreast of what's happening in society keeps you mentally alert and contemporary. Awareness of what's going on in the political, social, and economic arenas has many benefits because we challenge our minds with a continuous stream of new data, and we have a ready supply of ideas that provoke thought and discussion. Sixth, confident people recruit allies. It's always somewhat amazing to hear adults boast, "I did it all on my own." The truth is that no one ever accomplished anything worth bragging about entirely on their own. Human beings cannot work in isolation. We need and depend on others for some sort of support. People provide information, emotional support, advice, and thousands of other services available to the achievement of your goals. Seventh, dwell on your successes. And listen to this, forget your failures. Practice improves our performance in virtually everything, but not necessarily for the reasons that you think. Repetition has nothing to do with it. Instead of remembering errors, the brain remembers and reinforces successful attempts while forgetting the miscues. It doesn't matter how many times you failed in the past. What counts is the successful effort, and each one should be nurtured, remembered, and reinforced. Try to continually prepare yourself to be great. This includes identifying and developing your strengths, dealing with negative forces in your life, and associating with a growing list of successful people. Yes, let there be no doubt about it. Self-confidence and building that confidence are absolutely essential to your recruiting career and your success. Remember, confidence is knowing that you know. It's focusing and building on your abilities. It's reducing or eliminating negative influences in your life. It's learning from the experience of others. It's preparing yourself to be great. It's constantly keeping an open mind. It's having confident people being recruited to be around you as allies. It's dwelling on your successes and forgetting your failures. There is no doubt about it. You remove self-confidence when you remove success. You add self-confidence and you become much more successful. To be successful, sometimes we need inspiring, powerful reasons to excel. Most people never develop these reasons, and it's one of the primary reasons why most people aren't successful as they'd like to be. If you ask a cross-section of your friends why they get up in the morning, you'll probably get some mundane, unmotivating answers like, "If I didn't, I'd get fired." "Well, why not? Everyone else does." Or, "How about this one? Because my alarm went off." Well, truly self-confident people get up because what they want to do is to be in a position to justify the level of confidence they've built in themselves. That's a powerful idea. They want to achieve the level of success. They want to achieve the level of success. They want to achieve the level of performance that justifies the level of self-confidence that they have instilled or installed in themselves.